Hi everyone. Do you want to know what other marketers and business owners are doing to promote their products on social media? And more importantly, do you want to know what they're not doing because they think it takes too much time or it's just too hard? If you answered yes, then stay with me for the next few minutes and I will present to you the State of Social 2018. I will show you some of the key highlights of this study and point out what I am seeing as a glaring opportunity that the majority of marketers are just not taking advantage of. So let's get started. I'm Lexi Rodrigo, content manager and blog editor at Miracy, and I'm also a freelance copywriter and content marketing consultant. So guys, before I start showing you the study, have you heard of this report? Have you heard of the State of Social 2018? It was recently published by Buffer on their blog. So if you've heard of this, please type yes or no if you haven't heard of it in the comments. I'm just curious to know how many of you have actually seen this report. So let's go to some of the key findings. Is it going to let me share my screen? Yes. All right. Oops. Here we go. All right, this is the State of Social 2018. And as I mentioned earlier, this is, I believe it's an annual survey that's done by Buffer in collaboration with Social Media Week. So let's just go over some of the background of this survey. So this is based on responses from over 1,700 social media marketers. And we will see what kind of companies do the respondents come from. Half of them are from businesses with less than 10 people. So some of these respondents are, you know, solo entrepreneurs like you and me probably, or they're really, really small businesses. And only 4% of the respondents have more than 500 employees. Okay, so these are small businesses. And 40% of the respondents, 41% of the respondents said that they are a one-person marketing team. Okay, so again, it's probably very similar to your situation. All right, so let's get started with going over some of the highlights of this study. So according to the respondents, almost 100% of them use Facebook as their main channel for promoting their business. And if you're watching me right now, you're probably doing the same thing. And that's probably why you're on Facebook. And this is probably how you discovered this presentation. And then there's still 89% are on Twitter, which I thought was surprising because I heard that Twitter isn't as effective anymore, but maybe that's just what I heard. And 70% are actually promoting their products on LinkedIn, and an equal percentage are using Instagram. So I was kind of surprised about LinkedIn because I know it's not that popular in terms of social media platforms. It doesn't have as many active users, but it is a very targeted platform. And that's probably why 70% of the respondents actually market on LinkedIn. And an equal percentage, 70% use Instagram. And this probably makes sense as well because I have read that people get a lot of good engagement on Instagram. Now, I'm surprised that only 57% of the respondents use YouTube. As I mentioned in a previous presentation, YouTube is the second largest website in the whole of the internet. So yeah, that's a question mark for me. Why are not a lot of, whoops, I should be pointing here. how come only 57% of marketers are using YouTube to promote their businesses? So is that giving you a hint as to what opportunities we might have? So moving on, how strongly do you agree with this statement? My Facebook organic reach has declined over the past 12 months. More than half of the respondents, 55%, agree or strongly agree with this statement. Now, how about you? Have you noticed this? Do you think your organic reach on Facebook has declined in the last year or so? I've read theories that this is because Facebook wants us to pay to play. So that's probably one of the reasons. And also, recently, Mark Zuckerberg posted on Facebook that he would like Facebook to be more about relationships, people connecting with each other. And so I can imagine that Facebook's organic reach for businesses is going to go even lower than it has been. Now, what types of content does your business share on social media? Almost everybody share images, and a close second are links and then written posts. 70% say they post video and only 10% post audio. Now, when it comes to video, how often do they publish video content? 37% say monthly and 25% say never. They never publish video content, which makes me wonder why 70% up here said that they publish video. But so how come 25%? Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I got a little bit confused there. So again, you have 70% of marketers say that they publish video, but they only do it, a third of them only do it monthly, and some even less frequently than that. And their favorite platforms to post video content on is Facebook, with 70% saying they post videos on Facebook, and only 54%, again, using YouTube, even though YouTube is like the number one video sharing platform, and as I said, the second largest website in all of the internet, and also considered the second largest search engine. Now, what types of content do you plan to create more of in 2018? The top answer is video. 85% said they would like to publish more video in 2018, while the rest, they say more images and more written posts. But what's holding marketers back from creating more video content? 64% said it's the lack of time, and 41% said lack of budget. So those are the top two constraints that marketers have for using online video. Now let's go to my favorite, which is live video. Did your business broadcast any live video in 2017? A whopping 69% said no, they have never broadcast a live video, while 31% said they have tried broadcasting live content, but some of them may have done it once and still they get to answer yes, right? So which platforms have you created live video on? The strong favorite, 91% said that they've created live video on Facebook, and 29%, a far second, have done live video on Instagram, and only 21% used Periscope. Now, once upon a time, Periscope was the leading platform for live video, and only 14% are doing live video on YouTube, which is not surprising for me because it's not as easy as it is on Facebook. But I wonder if you've noticed that you can now very easily go live on YouTube from your smartphone. On the desktop, it's not that easy yet. But who knows? Maybe that's coming soon. Now, how frequently do they share live video? Again, there's no consistency here among marketers. 58% said rarely, and only 25% said they do it monthly. Others weekly, and I fall into that category, 12%. And 5% said multiple times per week, and only 1% said daily. Now, how effective has your company found live video to be? 36% said somewhat effective. A third, or 29%, said they don't know how effective it has been. 24% said it's been very effective. So measuring the impact of their live broadcasts seems to be a problem or a challenge for a lot of marketers. And those are the highlights of the State of Social 2018 for me. So based on those highlights, what are the key takeaways? I actually have three key takeaways that I want to share with you. The first one is, and I am sounding like a broken record by now, if you've been watching my live presentations. My first key takeaway is that really, video is the big opportunity for all marketers to stand out from a noisy marketplace, and especially social media. We are bombarded with so much information, and as we've seen, so many images on social media. But, you know, few marketers are using video, and they're not doing it. Those that are using it are not doing it consistently. They're only doing it monthly. So if you want to stand out from the noise in social media, I strongly believe that video is the way to go. Like we saw earlier, 25% of marketers have never done online video, or yeah, they never post videos. And we saw that only like 69% of marketers have never done a live video. So don't you think there's an opportunity there? Now, how about you, the ones who are watching this live, or if you're watching the recording, I want to find out, are you creating your own videos and posting them in social media to promote your business or to promote your product or service? Type yes, I do video, or no video in the comments, just so I can get an idea of whether, you know, the findings of this survey apply to you as well. Okay, let me know. And also, by the way, I don't know who's watching until you post the comment. So if you want to just say hi so I know who's watching, that would be great. So again, online video, that's where the opportunity is, and especially Facebook Live, because, or live video, because 69% of marketers are not using live video yet. So you and I should do it. Okay, second takeaway for me is that the majority of the respondents said they're not doing video because of their two biggest obstacles are time and budget. Now, here's the thing. Live video busts these two obstacles. Doing live video is a lot faster than pre-recorded video. Here's why. If you're doing a pre-recorded video, you would probably have to write a script, or if not a script, at least a very detailed outline. You have to record the video, and then you have to edit the video. And if you don't or can't do your own editing, you have to hire a video editor. If you do your own editing, you need some kind of video editing software. Now, if you have a Mac, then most likely you can do all of the things that you want to do with iMovie. But if you want to do something else, like do a screen share video or some other fancy stuff, then you're going to need something that's more robust than iMovie. And that's why it takes time. And then after you edit it, depending on how long your video is, there's rendering time. This is the time that you're just waiting for the software to put everything together and to spit out your MP4 or M4V or whatever format your video is going to end up. And that's why it takes a lot of time to produce video. That's true. It does. And that's also why it costs a little more. You know, you need software, etc., etc. But if you do live, with live, well, you're not going to write a script, right? Because you're on live and there's no editing involved. Again, it's live. It's live, well, as we would call it in the TV industry, live edited, meaning you're editing as you're performing. That's what's happening with me and my graphic overlays here. I'm live editing. Everything is being recorded and edited as you're performing your video, your live video. And also budget, well, really all you need is your smartphone to do a live video. And if you just want to go a little bit more pro, then an investment in a good microphone, a good microphone for a smartphone costs less than $50, I believe. So definitely not as expensive as you would need if you were doing pre-recorded video. So that's takeaway number two. If you want to do more online videos, if you want to create your own videos and, you know, take advantage of this opportunity that a lot of marketers are not taking advantage of, then live video is the way to overcome the lack of time and the lack of money. All right. The third takeaway for me is how a lot of the marketers are not able to really track the results and say for sure whether or not their videos or live videos are accomplishing the results that they set out, you know, the goals that they have for these videos. So this is again another thing that's really easy for anyone to do. It doesn't take a lot of whatever technical know-how. All that takes is really, you just have to know what is the goal of your live video and have a way to measure that. So of course, your goal needs to be measurable in the first place. So if you have a goal, let's say, to build trust among my community, for example, that's not really a measurable goal. But if you set a goal that's more like to get 100 people to sign up for my free report, then that's a measurable goal, right? So it doesn't have to be hard. And really all it takes is some strategic thinking and forward planning. So what are your key takeaways from this survey, from the state of social media today? Feel free to share your takeaways. Like, I know I have been pretty one-track minded when it comes to social media and promoting your business on social media these past couple of weeks. I think all I've been talking about is practically video, video, and more video. So if you want to try doing your own Facebook Live, then I do have something for you, and this is completely free. Just go to alexisrodrigo.com/checklist, and you can request your free copy of my Facebook Live checklist. So this checklist will tell you specifically, step by step, what you can do before, like as early as 24 hours before you go live, half an hour before you go live, and even after your live broadcast. And you can use this checklist to streamline your work process so that you can do more Facebook live streams in less time and get better results. Oh, and by the way, if you don't want to do live streaming on Facebook, if you do live streaming on Instagram or YouTube, you can use this checklist for those platforms as well. So remember, go to this link, alexisrodrigo.com/checklist, to request your free report. Do you have any questions for me about this presentation, about the state of social media? Just type your question in the comments. And even if you're watching the recording, I do go back to the recordings to check for new questions, new comments, and I always, always respond as long as I see them. So that's it for today's presentation. Thank you so much for joining me. And remember to get your free checklist at alexisrodrigo.com/checklist. I'll see you again next week, 11 a.m. Eastern, on this same channel, Facebook.